Thank you very much, and welcome to the City Council meeting for November 23rd, 2015. We will begin this meeting with an invocation offered by Pastor David Swoop of the Calvary Baptist Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Councilmember Kevin Thompson. Please stand.
Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the privilege and the opportunity to be here this evening. Lord, I ask your blessing on this meeting that's at hand that will be taking place tonight. Ask for your guidance and blessing as well on those involved in the agenda that we have at hand this evening. Pray for your wisdom that you'd provide to those that are involved in making decisions. Lord, ask for the blessing on each and every one else that is here and representing the areas and places within this great and wonderful city that you have privileged us to live in. Thank you again for all of these things, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor, and thank you, Mr. Thompson. The first item on our agenda for tonight's meeting is to consider the consent agenda. I'd invite Mr. Kevin Christopher to come forward to read the consent agenda.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. These are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on a liquor license application for Companion Hospice Foundation of Arizona, one-day charitable event, Monday, November 30th, 1652 South Val Vista Drive. Items 3B, 3C, 3D, and 3E, act on liquor license applications for Fountain of the Sun Community Association, one-day civic events, Saturday, February 13th, Wednesday, February 24th, Saturday, March 12th, and Thursday, March 24th, 560 South 80th Street. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Valero in the Zone, 1163 West Broadway Road. Item 3G, act on liquor license application for Beer World, 1530 North Country Club Drive. Item 3H, act on liquor license application for Starbucks, 4409 East McKellops Road. Items 3I and 3J, act on liquor license applications for Fry's Marketplace, 2724 South Signal Butte Road. Item 3K, act on liquor license application for The Monastery, 4810 East McKellops Road. Item 4A, act on contract for PC Psycho Replacement Program for purchase of computers, ruggedized laptops, and tablets for various city departments as requested by the Information Technology Department. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase one edition light-duty medium-roof transit cargo van for the Communications Department. Item 4C, act to renew term contract to repair and refurbish metal bins and roll-offs for the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. Item 4D, act on contract to resurface the flow rider at Rhodes Aquatics Complex as requested by the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4E, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for central control irrigation system and replacement parts for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase to refurbish and upgrade three helicopter spotlights for the police department. Funding's available from the insurance proceeds due to the total loss of an aviation unit helicopter, June 8, 2014. Item 4G, act on contract to purchase two replacement sport utility vehicles for the police department. This purchase is funded by the Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4H, act on contract to purchase one replacement pneumatic tire lift truck with rotator attachment for the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. This purchase is funded by the Capital Enterprise Solid Waste Fund. Item 4I, act on three-year term contract for traffic signal loop detection installation services for the Transportation Department. Item 4K, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for gradation glass beads for pavement markings for the materials and supply warehouse for the Transportation Department. Item 4L, act on contract to purchase replacement furniture for three console workstations to refurbish the Utility Control Center for the Water Resources Department. This purchase is funded by Enterprise Capital Project Funds, Water Bonds. Item 4M, act on three-year term contract for Red Lion Controls Operator Interface Terminals for the Water Resources Department. Item 4N, act on contract contract to purchase 5 replacement full-bore electromagnetic flow meters for the Water Resources Department. Item 4O, act on contract to consolidate Verizon Wireless Voice and Data Service Plan for citywide departments as requested by the Information Technology Department. Item 4P, act on contract to purchase IT security infrastructure for the Utility Supervisory Control and Data Acquisition Network for the Water Resources and Energy Resources Department. Item 5A, act on resolution approving and authorizing city manager to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with ADOT for railroad safety improvements on Alma School Road. Item 5B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a public highway at-grade crossing improvement agreement with the Union Pacific Railroad Company for railroad safety improvements at Dobson Road, south of First Avenue. Item 5C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a foreign trade zone operator agreement with Apple Incorporated for a foreign trade zone located at 3740 South Signal Butte Road. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z15-035, the 1600 block of South Greenfield Road and the 1700 block of South Old Greenfield Road, located south of the Superposition Freeway and east of Greenfield Road. This is for a rezone and site plan modification to allow for development of a multi-residential complex. And item 6B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z15-030, 6350 East Main Street, located east of Wrecker Road on the north side of Main Street. This is a rezone and site plan review to facilitate infill development on East Main Street. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson, have we had any requests to speak on items on the consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. I see that Vice Mayor Kavanaugh has made a motion. Councilmember Glover has seconded. Council, please cast your votes. The vote is unanimous in favor of adopting the consent agenda. I should have noted earlier that Mr. Luna may need to leave this meeting early. He is representing the city at another meeting later this afternoon, or this evening. So if you need to leave, Mr. Luna, you do so with our blessing. The next item on our agenda is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, I have 4 cards. Is that all that you've received?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Our policy is to hear from 3 people, but given that it's only 1 more, I'm going to go ahead and exercise some discretion and we'll sit through an extra 3 minutes. The first person that I would invite forward is Judith D'Andrea. Judith? If you could please do us the favor of giving us your name and your address, and then we look forward to hearing from you for 3 minutes.
My name is Judith D'Andrea. May I just say that I live in District 1? As my address is printed for you right there. And for safety reasons, women don't usually announce their addresses in public.
Well, I know it goes into our minutes, so if I'm not, that's sufficient. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And that is the topic of my presentation to you, is safety. So thank you, Mayor John Giles. It's nice to meet you. And thank you for the council for allowing us to enter our comments. And I'm glad also to hear about your enthusiasm for the light rail. I'd like to add though, however, it's not meant to be a holiday ride for families to come to Mesa. It's meant to be substantially daily transit for commuters. And with that, I would ask the mayor and the council to look at safety issues around the Mesa Drive Light Rail Station and the Pioneer Park area. I know that at the Mesa Arts Center, there's a security officer there almost 24 hours. They're there from 6 a.m. to 1 a.m. Every single day, they're on patrol, they're walking around. There's never any transients, there's never any security problems. There is a security issue around the Mesa Drive Light Rail Station and in Pioneer Park. My recommendation is that there be a park ranger, a police officer, or a contract security officer in that neighborhood during any hours that the light rail is in operation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments. Next, I'd invite Jesus Lopez to come forward. Jesus, if you could please state your name and your address, and you'll have 3 minutes.
My name is Jesus Lopez. I live at 644 West Main Street. I agree that they should put the speed bumps because of the children that cross the Pepper Street. But I come here to represent the children of Mesa Real and demand that before the 30 months that were given to us, for us to have a fair solution for this problem in the time we got. We do not agree that this solution is fair. I know that where we are, there are people that know the solution and don't make the solution happen. And how me being a teenager, I realize the problem and I do not understand why of you being of age and with preparation are unwilling or unable to find a solution to this problem. It hurts me that there are men with preparation and don't have any courage to find a solution for Mesa Roya. Don't fill this state with disgrace. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'd like to ask the audience, we don't do that, okay? This is not a pep rally. This is a public meeting. So we're welcome. You're welcome to come, welcome to speak, but we don't clap, okay? Next is Rosa Isela Ramirez.
Hi.
Hi. Please state your address and
I'm at the same address, 644 West Main Street, lot 118, Mesa, Arizona 85201. And lo que quiero decir es de que la inseguridad está creciendo cada vez más en nuestra comunidad. No están haciendo nada. De hecho, llama uno a la policía y nunca llegan, como que dicen, oh, son los de Mesa Royal. Y ahí exactamente donde yo vivo está al fondo mi vivienda y es pasadero ya de delincuentes hacia el hotel que está ahí a un lado de mi traila y no se está haciendo nada. Los trailers que ya están abandonados, como ustedes querían, ¿verdad? Que la gente se fuera, mucha gente se fue, pero no están haciendo nada. Las trailas están solas, la delincuencia está llegando y pues por favor pedimos que hablen con el supuesto nuevo dueño, con la persona que está ahí para que remueva los trailers, porque está siendo un lugar para la delincuencia, donde se están metiendo ahí, hay peligro para los niños. Yo me tuve que mover temporalmente de mi vivienda porque tengo tres niñas, dos niñas de 9, 8 años y un niño de 5 años. Y tengo miedo que de repente uno de esas personas se lleve un niño. Y no están haciendo nada, no han hecho nada, simplemente ya nos dejaron ahí nada más al olvido. Entonces yo creo que no es justo. Todo lo contrario a lo que pasó el día de hoy. Pasó un caso muy lamentable para nuestra comunidad. CPS, o como se llame, conocido mejor como CPS, se llevó la niña Nora de la escuela. El por qué me mezclo esto. Porque una trabajadora social del CPS habló al policía cuando nadie la estaba agrediendo. Ella llegó con una actitud, pero una vez más se ve el perfil racial que tienen, porque llegaron como que éramos delincuentes, 11 patrullas, y lo que dijo un oficial, le dijo a un policía, me interesa que esta persona salga de aquí con seguridad, protéjanla. Una vez más el perfil racial a nuestra comunidad. Entonces yo creo que no es justo y realmente, como decía el niño, yo exijo a nombre de esos niños y de nosotros también, somos seres humanos, que actúe la seguridad de Mesa, por favor, porque nosotros estamos contribuyendo a este lugar. Somos personas trabajadoras, que por favor hagan algo, pero urgente. No queremos esperar a que pase algo a un niño o a alguien de nosotros y ya después actúen o nada más salgamos en las noticias que ya pasó algo. Por favor, eso es lo que les quería decir, que se nota, se ve la diferencia y cómo protegen, se protegen entre ustedes mismos, pero cuando se trata de un hispano nos tratan como criminales, cuando los atacados y agredidos hemos sido y seguimos siendo nosotros. Es todo lo que tengo que decir. Dios les bendiga. Y yo creo que oramos al inicio de esto, yo creo que hay que meditar en Dios que si estamos haciendo bien nuestro trabajo o no. Porque al final la justicia viene de lo alto. Gracias.
Okay, thank you. Okay, folks, at the outset, I think I explained to you that our rules are we hear from three speakers. I was willing to bend those rules in an effort to be nice. I let you know that we don't clap after hearing from speakers. So given that you weren't willing to abide by our rules, I'm going to stick with our rules. So we've heard from two people already, so this meeting is going to be adjourned. The next item on our agenda is to adjourn. Sir, if you're going to be disruptive, there's a police officer that's going to take you out of this building.
You're the one that's violating the rights of these people.
The next item is a motion to adjourn. I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Thank you. All in favor, please say aye. Thank you. We are adjourned.